I got cramps.
That's right, we are back at our AMC Light Cinema because, you know, it's cute to be that way because even heartbreak feels good in a place like this. We're back at the movies.
I've got a lot of
stock. Jeffrey likes it. If there's one thing Jeffrey likes even more, it's watching a movie at home. So,
I'll be going to the theater. I got all that stock in AMC. Are you kidding me? Give me my money.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
In Central New York anymore.
Yeah, no. Doesn't stop him. Doesn't stop him from wanting that money.
Oh, I still want the money.
Still want the money. Welcome to Assigned Seating, Uncensored Radio's Cinema Club Extraordinaire. And as I said, tonight, whenever you're watching this, we're reviewing a movie that you didn't have to leave your own home for. So, you know, that's good. Yeah, I told you this one.
And some of the people who didn't even have to leave their own home didn't watch it, and they're not here. I can't imagine who that is.
Oh, good. So this is the first for us. We're doing a rom com.
Rom coms are out of pleasure. They're out of fashion.
The rom coms are out of whack a little bit, but we're doing a rom com. It's not usually a genre that I mess with.
That's not the odd part.
We'll talk more about it in a minute because it is a very interesting / modern progressive rom com, I guess. We are talking today about Amazon or Prime Video's Red, White, and Royal Blue. Okay, so here we go. Here's where we're going to start. I don't usually fuck with rom-coms at all. they are not my choice of reality-altering substance because they are very formulaic and they are unrealistic and usually badly written, acted, and shot. So, take that as you will. That's just a personal preference.
You know what? I grew up in the golden age of rom-coms, and I'm going to defend the genre. There were plenty of great, well-scripted rom-coms back in the day. Yes, they have grown very formulaic, like Hallmark fucking movies, but come on, there's some good ones out there.
But the reason we decided to talk about this, obviously it's in the zeitgeist. It's very popular. It is based on a book. So look, we are so educated. We do movies based on books these days. So educated. But it is also a gay rom-com, which usually makes the quality 10 times worse. So we've all seen some queer cinema that you're like, oh, I've got to watch this. It's like the begrudging, I must watch this because it's queer cinema and I am supporting the cause. But I have had an interesting reaction. I was going to say, obviously, this is the first time we've all seen this movie. I only saw it last night, so it's still fresh in my mind, but I don't think any of us have watched it more than once, right? Jeffrey! Oh my god, you guys! I shouldn't be surprised. Should we let the cat out of the bag about Jeffrey's love of rom-coms and moment?
I have no shame. Okay, I can. It doesn't come out very often, but when you know, Nate the Great, my friend there, when he passed away, his brother and I, he come over and almost had a nightly basis for weeks. We watched Pretty Woman. And it was because Nathan loved Pretty Woman, and I don't know what the hell went on, but that's what we did. We watched Pretty Woman damn near every night. So, I get into Julia Roberts and like Notting Hill and pick one of those. Love them.
Moonstruck. Come on. Is there a better round
Dirty Dancing
world than Moonstruck?
I get the kids into a mannequin.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey's children's favorite movie is Mannequin. So,
and he loves Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. We do have, I do have firsthand witnessing of Jeffrey's love of rom-coms when we visited last year.
You just shut right up now. That was.
I'm not going to give you much more information, but we did watch Bros, because, you know, we were doing the quiz and everything. I kind of enjoyed it. I have a love-hate relationship with that movie. Some of it was good, some of it was bad. Yeah. I was like, ugh. But we also watched that Julia Roberts, George Clooney, We're in Hawaii movie.
I fell asleep, though, didn't I?
You made me. I was like, oh, my God, this is so much.
Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Hawaiian movie? I don't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they were divorced.
Paradise,
because
Ticket
they,
to Paradise or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. That's
it didn't do well here.
For me.
It did really well overseas.
Yeah.
It did look
too
cheesy for me.
They are look. That's more rom-coms I've watched in decades in that week that we
you
watched
need to
those
do yourself
two
a
movies.
Favor and watch Moonstruck.
I have seen Moonstruck, but when I was like a child in the '80s, I would have seen Moonstruck. I mean, come on, just snap out of it. Like
there was a cute one on Netflix that came out a couple of years ago where they were like in the office. It was like the kind of the rebirth that was actually pretty good.
I lied. What other one did I watch? I watched the Netflix one.
With Lucy Liu?
No. I'm Gay for Christmas or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched the Christmas one.
Wasn't Luke McFarlane? Wasn't he in there?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. It's like we're gay for Christmas. Yay! They went. I can't. I was like, half of it was really bad. I was like, again.
Oh, was it Kathy and Jimmy was in that one, right?
Yes, she was the mother. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that one was okay. I drank a bottle of wine to the head with that one.
Because that lesbian Christmas movie came out at the same time.
Oh yeah, had Dan Levy in it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with Dan Levy, with your boyfriend slash future husband, Dan Levy.
Future ex husband, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who just turned 40 the other day.
I'll see him next month.
Welcome to the club, baby doll. Welcome to the club. Anyway, so let's jump into this highly realistic movie.
So realistic.
Yes.
The premise of this film is that the
female president.
Well, I've got bigger issues than that. I mean, it's like
female Mexican president.
Right. I was just gonna say, that's not that
with a Texan accent, even though her child doesn't have any kind of accent after being raised in that home.
Have a different accent.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any accent. The father has a Mexican accent. She has a Texan accent. The kid's like a straight white bread American. And that is, we have to jump in straight away. Baby doll
with white kids end up with white accents.
Bounce out of that accent a few times.
Yes, she did. Yeah, she went slightly British at points as well.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make
sure. Her accent was problematic.
And one ear? Why would you show off that one ear? Anyway.
Is something up with her? I'm like, okay, let me go look at a Kill Bill poster.
I feel like it was, this is going to sound really strange, but I feel like it was her hair color. That was slightly off because she didn't look right. Like she didn't look like Uma Thurman. I think it might have been the color of her hair. I couldn't figure it out.
She doesn't really look like she had, you know what I mean?
It's work done like, or anything. I think it's just
something's different. Not in a bad way.
But I need to know how old are these people supposed to be?
Not in a bad way. I didn't think she looked bad at all by any means. Like she just was different.
How old are these kids? Kids supposed to be though.
I thought it was old. She looked older.
But how old are these kids supposed to be?
21 and
23.
Well, in the book, they're 21 and
23. That's a rough 21 and 23.
I got the book after I saw the movie.
There was
moments in the movie that were very epistolary, where you could tell that there was like emails exchanged and text exchanged that made the movie.
Well, all right, I need to know if there was hot or sex scenes in the book.
Not yet.
Okay. Not yet? Okay. Because people are acting, the reaction, people are like, oh my God, that scene's in the movie. I'm like, I watched it. There was nothing really in that.
They posted some cut scenes. No.
Yeah.
I thought that.
Anyway, we digress. We digress. We haven't gotten to the plot yet. Okay. So, anyway, so the son of Texas female president and the spare, I guess, the alternate universe Prince Harry, frenemies.
It actually sounded like he was fourth in line.
Yeah, true. True. They had to
would succeed, then his brother, then his sister was older. Yes. And he was true. The baby.
So yes, Alex Claremont Diaz, as he says many, many times, and Prince Henry met previously and have beef. Is generally the first at least 40 minutes of this movie. At least.
I would say 40. I would say 20.
This is a long ass movie.
It's 2 hours.
This is a long. But no, for so much to happen that happens in the back half of the movie.
When it ended. Like, I wanted more.
I was like,
apparently there's a sequel book coming.
Oh. Is there a sequel book?
Supposedly.
What is this utopian? Anyway, we'll get to the end of it. What is this utopian world? But anyway, where there's no you know, LGBTQ plus hate or anything. But you know,
well, yes, there was.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, where?
Come on, his brother was an asshole.
But
there was no one in the streets protesting, throwing shit at them, calling them slurs.
No, because they got it
in Texas, Vera. In Texas,
he wasn't out until he was in England.
I know. In they Texas, didn't come though.
Out till the end, it was all subterfuge.
I know. Anyway, so look, we're gonna really shorthand.
It's really weird to see that, though. I gotta say,
We're gonna really shorthand it because I have more feelings about the movie than the plot. Because I don't know. We kind of got a bit
lost. Plot holes and hit problems.
We got lost. And characters we didn't need at all. Anyway, too many characters and a lot of time wasted on them.
They
hate each other. Long story short, Prince Henry's in the closet, has been since he was 4. Well, those lips in here are a bit of a giveaway, aren't they? I couldn't stop looking at his lips.
Did you guys? No, no, no.
The piano was the giveaway, but hey.
Do you realize who this dude is?
He looks like he's from Twilight. He looks like he's from Twilight.
Okay, so there's a movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like When the Heart Calls or whatever, and it's like a soldier who gets injured, and there's a chick. And I'm like, there's no fucking way it's the same dude. It's the same dude. I'm like, okay, this dude can act. But then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Maybe there is something. Because I do think I remember watching it going, is this dude gay? But I'm like, I don't know. But
Well, a lot of the shit that I saw online was people saying that they're two straight actors playing gay men.
But I could not believe that was the same guy.
It's interesting. But yeah, so they hate each other until they don't.
Isn't it every rom-com in the whole?
They hate each other until they don't.
Come on.
And, I was hating on this movie. I was hating on this movie. Up until the point where he went to tell him he loved him and he jumped off the dock. I was like, oh, right. This is reality. Here we go. I mean, good-looking young suddenly bisexual president's son. It's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but I do. Ah, it's like, come on. Anyway, I don't know. I am too fickle for the rom-com world.
Jeffrey, because you hated this movie far more than we liked it.
Hey, I didn't say I hated the movie. I said this is where I started to get, this is where it got me in. And it was a bit far in for me. We have the cake scene, which everyone like makes out this is some huge thing. I'm like, okay, a cake fell on them. Am I missing some significance?
I actually did not like the cake scene. The but the two actors did say in an interview that it was their favorite scene to film.
They had cake in their unmentionables for days.
They were
cake.
They were people throwing cake at them for like 2 hours straight.
Okay, you can imagine. I imagine getting continuity for all that cream.
Yeah. Well, their continuity was not always the best.
Yeah, well, let's see.
It is Amazon continuity, you know. Right.
Yeah, look.
You know, Alex Claremont's hair was short, and then it was long.
Short and long, and then, it was. There was some interesting moments there.
There was some continuity problems. You think there must have been a reshoot somewhere, and cut his hair.
Hardcore. You know?
But, I didn't care for the cake scene at all. I thought that is beyond forgivable. You know, there's no coming back after that.
Well, I thought when he, like, had the cake, when he grabbed the drink, and then, like, he went and grabbed, and the amount of cake in his hand, like, that kind of, I was like, come on, that was a little.
That was a lot of icing. That was, like,
it was a significant amount of
icing. And then it just kept, every shot, it just became more and more. And I'm like, how does it just keep expanding? Like, what? Yeah, they could have done something different, I thought.
Only Betty Crocker knows.
I really cannot, for the life of me, believe that with a cake that big, catering wouldn't have had erected a velvet rope.
Right, exactly. Something. Especially at a royal wedding.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be getting that close to that cake.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Nobody.
Like, poisoning it. They're all meant to be like world dignitaries. You wouldn't be getting that close to that cake. They would be able to touch that cake.
Glass wall or something.
And poison it.
I also believe deeply that no guest at any royal wedding would have been allowed to get that drunk.
Yeah, true.
They'd have cut them off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be banished to the tower or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool. There were some funny lines. You need to brush up on your history, like your British history lessons or something. It's like, it's not like I can lock you away here forever. It's like, we need to brush up on your history lessons.
We really need to get you a book on English.
Yeah, that was cute. See, this is when I was turning in favor of the movie. I was like, oh, that's cute. So, is that really an international incident? Like, would you need to make...
I would not think that it would affect contracts and international relationships and things like that.
And the whole anti-bourgeoisie, like, it was a bit much from someone who is the son of the president. I was like, calm down, working class.
Well, the father.
You live in the White House. Drop it a few notches.
The father also addresses that little nugget with him too.
I know, but I'm just like, you look like you're 30. And you live in the world, like, just...
Because he is 30.
He's like, how so annoying, antiquated. It's like, antiquated systems. You want to have a look at some of your laws there, boy? Like, get mom on the office.
Zara's come back, and your role is spelled out chapter none of the Constitution.
Oh, she cracked me up when she was like,
she was great.
Get your ass great. Downstairs. And then she was like, your highness, Zara, or whatever.
Zara was I could have done with more Zara. Yeah. I didn't need quirky girl of color best friend.
Who?
Why
does she always play the gay best friend? Why is she always the faghead?
Yeah.
She was in, what's the other one? The show. She was the gay best friend.
The show.
Simon.
Love Simon.
Characters combined.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense. Okay.
Two characters combined from the book to the movie.
Okay. Because it felt like we're just like, here's this girl for some reason. And then Henry's best friend, who just has like four lines.
Yeah.
Too many characters.
Didn't need it,
and wasted a lot of time.
Actually, would have been better as like
a series,
mini series.
Yep, that's what I thought when I was watching it.
Eight episode.
You can pick the ends. You can even find the points where you can end an episode.
Eight episodes. It would have been truer to the book. It would have been a little more charming. Not that it wasn't charming. I did find it charming, and I did watch it twice. You know,
as I said. It was quite all right. Here's where I start to turn on the movie and go, okay. So after they get thrown into a locker in a children a closet in a children's hospital, that was a little bit cute. We like kids, like that's cute because I thought they were gonna die. They admit that they actually. And
look, where's the strawberry suit?
Yeah. Oh, and the chick there, the bodyguard or whatever, I loved her.
Yeah, she's great. They should have given her more time as well. They actually become friends until the New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
There was some questionable CGI of the Capitol around. The worst part was them sitting on the balcony of the White House. All right, what kind of 3D choose your own adventure bullshit is this? Magic eye, like
you could never see this skyline without a plane.
I know there's not even a fence in view though.
Yeah, like, there's no fence, right? Yeah,
there's a monument. Unobscured view.
Pink sunset over the Potomac.
Right, as you do. Right. But anyway, after Henry attends the New Year's Eve party and sees Alex's, you know, a playboy desired by women, his little heart breaks when he has no one to kiss at midnight. He runs out into the snow dramatically where they share their first kiss.
You are such a cynic.
In the snow. Oh, so cold. So cold in the snow.
It was. There was so much breath.
I know. It's so cold in the snow. I do appreciate, I did look at the one snowflake that fell on Henry's lapel and then that dissolved. I was like, okay, we've spent a little bit of money. There's one snowflake that goes, snow. But this... but that's what I was saying. Like, they spent a little bit of money. It wasn't Hallmark. Let's just throw.
It took me on the second view to realize, like, it wasn't actually cold. Like, right? Because I just saw the breath. I wasn't really paying attention the first time. And the second time I'm watching, I'm like, oh, that's not really actually going with their breathing. Like, they're just throwing it in there, whatever.
Yeah. It's a lot of breath. So, during all of this, Ellen, Alex's mother, is trying to get reelected. So, it's like, I feel like, we could have slimmed down the story a little bit too. So, it's all good. Henry tells his sister that, you know, he's in love with Alex, and then Alex has suddenly decided that he's bisexual out of nowhere. Well, not nowhere, because he slept with that reporter.
He did, and he also had a relationship in high school.
Yeah, but that reporter came in hard, didn't he? He was like,
I can admit to having low-level attraction to guys. He says it in the scene with the best friend.
Low-level attraction. These bisexual men, they gotta keep an eye on them. They're snaky. You gotta keep an eye on them. But we've all been there. Which is why the unrequited love of a bisexual teenager. Yes, we've been there. Oh, not teenager, young adult. Young adult, 21. Yes.
And also in the book. There's a lot more questioning and a lot more.
I'm sure there would be. And it'd be a lot more, oh, my inner turmoil.
Yes.
I have inner turmoil. Oh. But I love that it was never a concern. So, again, this is an idealized rom-com universe. For the son of a president, there was never any concern about his sexuality, about him. Like, he doesn't, besides the coming out scene with his mother, he doesn't exhibit, like, what will this do to the country and da-da-da-da-da. That's not a big thing for him. But Henry, yes, obviously, because, you know, British royalty. I don't think we get that from Alex's story at all.
Well, I thought the undertones were there. Because he was, when he went to his mom, he was like, you're going for re-election, and
But wouldn't you meant? I don't know. I feel like that would be a bigger thing in reality. Before you even went to your mother, that would be a bigger thing.
Before we even get there, how come the prince never had any protection? we met the Secret Service agent for Alex.
Because,
but you're going to tell me they're going to let Prince Henry wander around equerry. The world without protection?
They had an equerry.
Not the equerry. I'm talking about the security.
Well, he's meant to be Harry, right? Harry doesn't have any. Harry doesn't have any security anymore.
Anymore.
Oh, I thought those the security was Harry's.
Henry.
Whatever.
Close enough. Close enough. But he even's kind of got like that strawberry blondish hair at points. His hair, changes too. He goes from blonde to like strawberry blonde. It's like very Harry. That's all good.
Though his older brother, the actual heir to the throne, did not look at all William-like.
No, but oh my god,
he's very
if this is based on reality, I'm headed to I'm headed to the UK and America. If I run into Prince Harry, that's fine. I could have this moment. We could have this moment.
He reminded me of James Spader from like when he was in the 80s, yeah, like when he do the comb motor and he's just play like the asshole, cocksucker vibes.
Well,
he also seemed like. You know, they keep making the joke about who was taller, Alex or Henry, but it's like Philip is like I'm diminutive.
Yeah.
He's 5'8". What the hell?
Yeah. So a couple of weeks later, they get back together, and we get hard dick jokes out of nowhere.
Funny. I'm like.
Okay, all right. We're taking a sharp turn. That's all right. We're taking a sharp turn.
Funny. I enjoy that scene.
I enjoy it. I do. I enjoy when rom-coms do...
Nelson's Column.
Nelson's Column. Big Ben. I do like enjoy when we go a little south of the border and a bit more abstract. Like that scene in Bros where they're making out and you can at least see the top of their, like they've got their shirts off and you can see them making out and they're like, I'm going to go. And there's two other guys like going down on this guy that he likes and he's like, yeah, like see you later. But that was funny. That's the kind of rom-com that I was like, yeah. That's funny.
But you didn't have any of that. They cut the picture of the Washington Monument.
Yes, we'll allude to some hot sex, you know. So they are discovered by a female bodyguard, right?
She's I have God. A question.
Yes.
Do you guys think that the prince just blew the president's son in that scene? Like, is that the way they?
Yeah, I gather. Okay. Well, they had to because later on, they in Paris, or they making love.
Well, I caught that, but I thought that was just meant like they were going to finally fuck and not just do head. But I'm like, that really, because he was the only one.
Yeah, I agree. There was the scene where they were going to not.
I think it was a very one sided affair, probably the first time.
The first time was definitely.
Yeah, Prince Henry lured him in with those lips.
Well, and it's funny because he said he was going to go bring him up to his room and he was going to do all sorts of bad things to him. But
and the prince is the one that did the bad thing.
Yeah, Jeffrey, we know that some people, men can be all talk.
He's a pillow princess.
Yes, literally. As we find out a little bit later on in the Paris scene I don't know. I always find it funny how they film gay sex in, like, what is this? This has to be, like, PG-13 or something, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a little...
Just, like, a randomly placed knee in the frame so we know something's going on. Yeah. I was like, this is awkward. This would be the scene... Where if you were watching it with your parents or something, you'd be like, oh, God, this would be that scene. You're like, it's that one. You know, every rom-com, you're like, oh, every awkward teenager, like, oh, my God, this is happening while my parents are in the room. Like, it was sweet and whatnot. We get it. It's just, he went to a British boarding school. He knows what he's doing. That was another good line. I was like, that's funny. This is where I was like, okay, you queens are funny. Like, these are some funny queens. I get it. So they have their penetrative congress. And, of course, after that, the bisexual's all in. He's like, I love you. Oh. You know, He made his deposit into the Bank of Britain.
Sex is a powerful
I love it.
Totally.
That is some golden snatch. Yeah, right.
Powerful influencer.
That is good. He must be, that's some royal bussy, that is. Royal bussy. But they, look, yeah, look, the text message thing, I don't, I get it. It's a cop out. I know, but a lot of it's like, it's a cop out. It's a narrative cop out. Yeah, it's a narrative cop out that everyone does in substitute.
Yes, many authors.
To substitute for actual storytelling, we see, like, I did like how when they were having the phone conversation, they're both in the same room. That was cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was interesting. But the way that they use that social media / like technology aspect made them appear younger than they were. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know that if they are what, early 20s, 23, right?
Right.
I would imagine that they're going to be that obsessed with social media, especially are the children of the president allowed to have a social media account?
None of them have that I know of.
Because I don't ever remember, Obama's, like, I don't remember Sasha and Malia ever having a tit slip on anything. Like,
I don't know that Baron knows how to type, but...
Baron's just happy he's not in the tower. She gave me water. It's all right. So we gonna get kicked. This is it. He's coming for us. So we'll go to jail with him. But this is where we're having existential crisis, British existential crisis. We can't be gay because we're British.
Well, we can't pick the difference. We just can't be.
Yes, you can't be publicly British, gay, and royal.
You can't suck dick in public.
Actually, you can if you look back in history.
I do know that, yes.
And there's some bits in old queen of a cousin of Elizabeth that just got married as well at like 17th. And like, we're gay. It's like, surprise. Anyway, but he's having existential crisis when they find, you know, their little safe house in Texas, little safe house, meanwhile. Look, do you see that house? I'm like, this is some bullshit. But, you know, very quickly after we come out to Mum, like, everyone's just fine with it, which is cool, which is lovely, which is progressive. I don't know. I think I come from the 80s, 90s, where you always want one parent to be like, get out of my house! Like,
I gotta tell you, I really loved the progressive feel of this movie. I loved the art in the White House. I loved that Harriet Tubman was on the wall. I loved that it was a female president and female staffers and female Secret Service agents. I loved the progressive nature of this.
I have a question.
What?
Did you reckon Mum had a lesbian affair? Because Uma played that like she knew a bit too much. She goes, a relationship like this will define your life. Haunted eyes. Haunted eyes.
Not take that from that line.
That's what I got. I was like, oh my God, lesbian president, mixed race marriage.
She meant the fucking prince.
No, I don't know. I think the sequel, we might find Mum was a bit of a muff diver at a time.
I thought this movie was quite charming. I was like, huge gaping plot holes aside.
There's lots of huge gaping everything's in this movie, Vera. it's a gay rom-com. But yes, they have pizza. We need pizza. It's like, okay, cool. We get it. We get the southern accent was, oh, not southern, sorry, Texan accent was there. At times it sounded a little southern, actually.
It blurred some lines.
Let's just say Uma's strong point is not accent work. It's okay.
No. And I don't know why did they keep it?
I know. I was just like, can't she just be from Texas and have an accent? Like, The kid doesn't have an accent. Yeah? So.
No, Ted Cruz doesn't have an accent. Vader doesn't have an accent. Greg Abbott doesn't have an accent.
Has she ever been nominated for anything?
No accent.
Umi? I don't know. I feel like she's just there, isn't she? She's just there.
She's not, she played. She got Poison top billing Ivy. Though. She and Stephen Fry.
I love that. So we'll talk about Stephen Fry. I mean, I was like, what a choice for the royal, for the head of the royal family. That's a very good choice. But as I said, here's the part where I was like, oh, okay, this is reality, where he wants to tell him that he loves him and all that kind of stuff. And he jumps into the water and it's like, no, I can't be with you. I'm going to leave in the middle of the night. I'm so dramatic. I was like,
yeah,
this is real life, baby. This is real life. This is where they... Obviously, Henry has a big issue because he is the Prince of England's heart and all that kind of thing. And that is a very, as we know from Harry and Meghan and all that kind of stuff, and Princess Diana, the firm that is the British royal family is not something that you can just go, doing this now, and it happens. Which kind of, you know, turns the end of it on its head, this movie, a little bit, but that's okay. But there's lots of unrequited love.
Like, you think the firm would not have known this before?
Yeah, of course. He does say his grandfather said that he wasn't allowed to pursue selfish activities that would affect the crown or something like that, didn't he?
Right.
That was the line. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, they get, anyway, in this distance, they get to... They get to, you know, Alex becomes this religious. Try that again. Alex becomes this political, like, wunderkind and is like the face of the new generation. The sequel's going to be him running for president or something for sure. It's like, and then Henry is all just
a baby.
Yeah, Henry's just whelmed. He's like, oh, I'm just whelmed about everything. I'm so pretty.
He's not going to trade one prison in for another, and you can't call him a liar for doing it.
See, that was... I was in. At this point, I was in. I was like, you act, Queens. You go. Like, I was like, you go. I was in. I was like, you can't call me... I was like, oh, girl, that's a good line. That was a good line. A
great scene.
Okay.
And I thought he did it well.
Yeah. The part that bothered me in that whole scene was when he's like, you tell me and then I'll bother you no more. Or I'll, whatever the...
No fuck. Longer. You know no longer. No longer, wasn't
when
it?
When he split out the line, he put out a double negative. Yeah. He screwed up his tense or he fucked it up midline and they never cut it.
Yeah, like, the president signed like...
If you think that I would leave if there were... I don't remember how he said it. But yeah. what he said is,
I'll bother you no more, never more, or whatever.
I'll bother you no longer. I swear it was no longer.
But it was the opposite you no longer. Of what he said. If you think I won't leave until you look me in the face and tell me there's nothing, tell me to go. Yeah. And if I can't give up on this, that, you know, that scene where he's giving his...
So tell me. Tell me, Henry.
Yeah. So...
When it was very line, days of our lives.
The no longer part got me.
I couldn't leave this room if I thought that there were no hope of you loving me.
Yeah.
And he says something like that where it's like, well, if he said there's no hope and you're not leaving the room, then you're already there. So you fucked it up. He fucked
well,
it
that's
up.
Real life, though, because you know how many
it
times.
It is real life, and I'm okay.
I would.
But the no longer, like, who the fuck says that?
I
was shitty writing.
I was just like this guy, oh, no one's ever done that for me.
Oh, I would be fucking, I would be like, okay, listen, it's over. You fucking just said that to me, get out.
Is it no longer?
I thought the prince was a great actor.
I think out of the two. He's the better, he's definitely the better actor, I would say.
You know. I thought that the Alex Claremont, and I kept calling him Alex Cameron Diaz in my
head. Cameron Diaz.
Alex Claremont Diaz. I thought he was a personality, but I didn't think he was the better actor. I thought,
Definitely. And I thought
the kid who played Henry was far superior actor.
The scene in the Victoria and Albert Museum too.
Yes.
I was like, oh, this guy's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he's like, all I wanted was...
Have you seen that Netflix movie? Where he's the soldier? Go watch that shit and then get back to Vera and I. Then we'll do a Let's do a follow-up on that movie because his acting chops are just.
I saw a clip of him in the panned Ariana Grande Cinderella, where I was like, he can sing his fucking ass.
Oh wait, no, Camila Cabello, that's who he was.
Oh okay. yeah. Right. No, the Amazon Prime Cinderella too.
Yeah.
It's the same actor.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Camila Cabello. Where'd she go? Camila, she's gone. We've lost her. We've lost Camila. But I did like that the scene in the museum was sweet too.
That was very sweet.
The dancing, I was like, What song was it?
Can't help falling in love with you,
but not Elvis because not copyright.
You know what? Whatever that remake is, it's not on the soundtrack because I wouldn't look.
Of course, I hate it when they make a soundtrack and they don't put songs from the movie in it. Like, why have it on the movie soundtrack at all? And then why make a movie soundtrack if you're not gonna put all the songs on it? But anyway, with all good modern romances, shit hits the fan when the emails get made public.
I would have liked to seen a little bit more of them like fucking really kind of sticking it to the reporter here. I'd like that I think he got off really easy. I like that the news chick called him out so it was acknowledged.
Yeah.
But right. I would have liked to have seen some kind of
comeuppance.
Yeah.
I think he was kind of the ugly stepsister in the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know,
but he was just trying to, every time he saw that kid, he was trying to fuck him. I'm like, God, calm down, take it down like several notches. Yeah,
it's well, sad. I mean, but it's kind of like the shitty thing is, right, is if you look at the three of them, who's the least attractive, they didn't pick the hot guy to play that role,
no, yeah.
He wasn't a dog, though. I'm not saying he's not a dog,
but you know what I mean? They didn't pick the hottest guy to play that part. And there's a reason why.
I do like, as you said, he gets called out by the, like, this was made public. How do you make an article and publish it in 2 hours and read 75 emails and blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay.
I would have liked a little more.
Yeah, I would have. See, this is where it started to rush. I think the beginning of the movie was too spread out. It's like, okay, we get it. They don't like each other. Oh, they kiss. Oh, they're fucking in a polo match. Oh, cool. And then the whole middle of the movie where it's like, I'm in Texas. Okay. Like, what?
That's part of that epistolary formula where the emails are written.
Like, what?
That's the epistolary formula that doesn't always transfer from book.
It kind of did. I think it kind of did it damage here because, you know, you're either a see and show or show but don't see kind of thing. This movie tries to do both. I'm like, you could have cut
part of the reason half of this out. I bought the book because
you wanted to know.
Tell that there's stuff that didn't get played.
Yes. So, Henry goes into lockdown or forced lockdown, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Alex is the mouthpiece for Buy Visibility. is it regular occurrence for the child of a...
Right, I thought that was...
To make press conferences, all these press conferences... Yeah.
With the seal of the White House.
It's like, bitch, who cares? Like,
to make that speech in front of the White House.
I think you're having that, yeah. Like, I know there's probably been a lot of coal smoke at the White House, but come on.
They took the cell phone and the laptops away so that Henry couldn't contact Alex, but Alex can storm the castle and show up at the castle.
America! no security at Buckingham Palace.
Kensington.
Oh, is it Kensington by that time?
No. I thought with that, I thought it would have been bad optics had they not let him in, right? Like, because people would have been watching. Yeah. So that was my thinking.
Yeah, I could buy that.
But I would have probably liked to have seen the scene of him at the gate or something. Going, right. I'm not leaving. I'll cause a scene. That's romantic. Not him just randomly showing up and then hugging on the stairs. Show me that he's going to... I know they're flying so across, beautiful. But show me that he's not going to leave. Like, show me, don't tell me.
That clutch scene was lovely.
Clutch.
How about Miss Girl busting out the phone? And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Yes. Get these homosexuals. She contacted this asshole the whole time. She didn't need to have no hidden fucking phone. Like...
Well, she was having a secret affair with him, so it was cute.
I know
that. I wanted more of that. Those two characters should have gotten more time. Those two characters should have gotten female bodyguards should have gotten more time.
Yeah, I thought that Zara was one of the brightest characters in the.
But she was always gonna be. She's like, hi, I'm angry. Because when I first saw Zara, actually,
I have a soft spot for angry people.
when I first saw Zara at the beginning of the movie, I thought she was lesbian president. That's what I was like. Like when they were both of those were in the White House, like in the Oval Office. Why can't I speak today? I was like lesbian president, lesbian Texan president, but no, not so much.
I was trying to figure out what I know her from. And she's got a familiar face. I ended up looking her up, but
she does have a familiar face. But yeah, she the sad homosexuals or whatever she calls them. I'm like, moping homosexuals or something. I was like, it was pretty funny. I laughed. So they're together and they are
lovesick
homosexuals.
You will never touch this ass again.
That's gonna be your line from now on, isn't it, Jeffrey? You will never touch this ass.
And of course he certainly does, you know.
He does more than touch it.
The wrath of the Buckingham Palace can't get by the wrath of the girlfriend, and there he goes.
And then, but then they are summoned. They are summoned by the king.
They are summoned.
They are summoned.
And why did they summon Alex if they were going to disabuse him of the fact that he was allowed to speak?
I think that's very much par for the course with the royal family. From what we know of, you attend meetings but you do not speak.
Right.
if you are the
very Harry and Meghan.
If you are the problem, you're addressed. The problem is addressed, not you. You are just there as you know. Even with what's her name, Beatrice and Eugenie knockoff that sitting in the corner. She's like, yes, over there.
The girl gets.
Well, she's not
okay. But how did she end up having a phone?
Because when did
she get that back?
She's
but they took hers too.
Question. I did not notice it.
I caught that like the second or third watch. I was like, wait a minute. When did she get that back?
That was driving
me nuts because I'm like, when did she get her phone back? Because she said. They took mine too.
Phone in my laptop too.
Oh, that's correct. Yes, she did. She did. She did.
And then in the end, she's like, oh, look, everybody
there. They're in Cardiff and Edinburgh and Montclair.
All right. Okay. First, we're not there yet. Let's talk about Stephen Fry. I think that's a pretty good.
I don't know her.
Pretty good representation of British. I was like, if we're not going to have a queen.
Fry was kick ass.
We're not going to have a queen. I thought, you know, regality, like someone of this age that people go, okay.
I loved the way he walked up to the cigarette, lit the cigarette, thought about it, didn't talk to anybody, turned his back on everybody, walked over to the booth, still not addressing anybody, you know.
Yeah.
But
again, I think this scene is saved by the strength of the actor that played Henry. Deliver those lines, Queen. I'm like, you go.
You work. I mean, I thought he's that
Russian royalty.
He is.
Descended.
I could see that.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that. I like the brash American character of Alex, but I definitely felt that the guy who played Henry was the better actor.
Yeah. And then, you know, when it's decided that they will love, they will not be encumbered by this.
I will trouble you no more.
There you go. Trouble you no more. There we go.
Oh, fucking just drove me nuts.
I would say that. All right. I would say
that. Oh, Mira's, God.
Mira says that when she goes into, like, when she goes into Starbucks. Give me my frappe and I will trouble you no more.
In the height of drama, I would have said that.
No.
And then, look.
Give me drama in a while.
Remarkably, all of a sudden, people are massing outside the palace. Thousands of people. Thousands of people.
Gay flags.
Like, real quick. They must have came real quick.
But yeah,
they weren't there when they walked in the room.
Yeah. Girl, there's a great crisis.
Woo! Hurry up. We got to get there. They're walking in the room. Everybody get there with your signs.
But see, I feel like there would have been more paparazzi and all that. You can tell that they didn't have the budget for a lot of extras. But like, if this was reality.
Paparazzi attack him when he.
One guy.
Ten of them.
Yeah, but it would have been.
It was one guy duplicated.
If this happened in real life, these people would not be able to breathe. Let's be honest. Without a camera in their orifice.
Netflix threw down the same amount of money for Red, White, and Royal Blue as they threw down for some of their bigger hits.
Well, this is Amazon Prime, so not Netflix.
Oh, whatever.
They don't have Stranger Things money. But yes, we love queer royals, apparently is the vibe that we're going for, which would have been nice for all the queer royals of, you know, a couple of decades ago.
Having devoured my fair share of romantic literature in my day, royal trope is like everything.
It always works, though. It always works. Tradition versus the heart, and especially with adding the whole sexuality thing in. And you know what? By this point, I was in. I was like, you queens go out on the balcony. Yeah. You queens go out on the balcony. I wanted to kiss. I was like, just you know, start 69ing on the balcony or something. Just go. You queens go. Work. I'm like, oof. And then Henry was given the free, it feels like the prologue to the movie because that's like, I felt like that was an ending point, but then we realized that we're supposed to care about Uma Thurman. And, you know, oh, she's going to give her concession speech. Oh, no. But yeah, that I didn't ever think she was not in danger because of the kind of movie it was.
Yeah.
Of not winning.
Of course. You know?
And they held hands on stage. She was very rough with her.
Would not have happened because it would have been perceived as the crown endorsing a president.
Correct.
Would never have been allowed.
Correct. And also, she's very rough with her husband. She's like,
in the book, they're divorced.
That would have been better. That would have been better. I would have been down with that. But look, everyone's happy. They go back to that. Oh, you were working class.
Yeah.
in my two-story home with perfectly manicured lawn that we managed to keep.
And
like
such a high-class neighborhood that we can just leave the bikes in the front lawn without anyone stealing.
Yeah, you were like, and there's no one there and everything's still there. Like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The thing, they filmed this whole movie in London or, you know, England.
Yeah.
So, like, all that, you know, when they went to that house in Texas, the vacation house, I'm like, bitch, you could tell that it's not a fucking house in America. Just like that one in the end. I'm like, you know, that's not even a fucking street in America. You could just tell.
It's America. In America.
There's nothing over here, man. There's nothing. There's not no fucking house in Texas. Look at that front door. It's too little.
Too little. Too little. But look, we get our happy. Everyone gets their happy ending.
We don't side our houses like that either. Did you see the visibly siding? The aluminum siding had visible connectors. Nobody in the United States has that in their siding.
And I think the most important thing
that he says when they walked in the door.
You are working class? Or you were working class?
Yeah.
It's like, wow. That's a bad taste to leave in the mouth. It's like,
I
not anymore, though.
I thought it's because it's something I would say.
Yeah,
it's something you would say.
You're a bitch. So that's no surprise. That's no surprise.
Like, oh, so, you really did grow up poor.
That is Red, White, and Royal Blue. So we've got to ask how many giant tumbling cakes out of 5 do you give it, Jeffrey? What's your review? What's your final thoughts? Because you're my girl.
I'm going to give it 4.3 cakes.
Yeah? Okay. Why? What's the strengths? What's the weaknesses? Why? You've watched it 3 times, girl. There's got to be more to it than that.
Got 0.3. because it's just fun, like delicious fun. It's just mindless entertainment with the gays. You know, we don't have a lot of gay movies. So it's nice to see some shit where, you know, you could just lose your mind and forget about stuff. You know, I liked Bros too. It doesn't happen very often.
Very different stories.
You haven't?
No, I gotta watch Bros.
Apparently Fire Island's quite good as well.
What's that one that's based over there with you that I texted you about that I was watching? I was like, oh my God.
An Australian movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's on
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
where they're like, they met when they were younger, the guy's leaving.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That sounds tragic, gay.
Oh, God.
Oh, look, Jeffrey loved it. How do you feel? How many cakes are you bringing down?
I'm going to give it 4.4. And
oh, okay.
Oh, you bet.
Large gaping plot holes aside, I like the representation of the women in office and the women in power. I like the progressive arc in the White House. I like that representation. And yeah, you got to give it to a gay comedy. Come on. It's 2023 and we've only got like 6. You got to get more. But I also thought it was charming. It was big, huge. It was better than a fucking Hallmark movie. It was quite charming.
Yeah. Yeah, look. I'm going to give it a solid 3 out of 5.
I am not
a rom-com person, so normally it would be a lot lower. Maybe even 3.5 by the end of it. Let's go 3.5 cakes. 3.5 cakes. I feel like there was a lot of, as we said, needless storylines that are there that kind of, and the more that we talk about it, it would have made a better series than it made a movie. There are natural stopping points throughout the movie. Like, I stopped.
You've been able to stick with. I think if it were a series, it would have bored me by episode 2.
I don't know. I feel like you could have gotten more. Like, you could have, like, planned out the romance slash.
I mean,
will they, won't they, a little bit more?
Heartstopper.
I haven't.
Heartstopper has moments where it's really slow.
Yeah.
You know?
But look, By the end of it, I was about it. I was like, okay, this is cute. I suspended my disbelief and went with it.
Yes.
And my bad opinions troubled them no more. Like, I was like, you know, I was like, okay, cool. So it was cute. It was a lot of people are all about it. So as you said, for visibility, for all that kind of stuff, it's good that this kind of stuff is out there. So hopefully, if you enjoyed it, let us know. Like, you know, give us your opinions on Red, White, and Royal Blue. As I said, this is the first time we've done a rom-com. The more kind of movies... No, you never know. Look, we have... There is the constant threat of Dirty Dancing and the fact that they are doing a sequel.
Trick and Bros now.
Oh, Trick and Bros.
Oh, we got to do the Heartbreakers Club. You don't remember that
The Broken Hearts Club. Yeah. That was a good movie. Dean Cain was hot. Woo.
Before he turned Republican.
Yeah, it's creepy Superman. Anyway, thank you for joining us today in Assigned Seating. This has been Vera, this has been Jeffrey, I've been Steve.
And not Katie McCarthy.
We are going to trouble you no more. So have a lovely, love-filled day.
Fuck. We'll be right back. Sexy Bottom.